Brothers and sisters, I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome again to daily devotion. Our sharing today is from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. Then Elisha died, and they buried him and the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was as they were burying a man that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was laid down, and he tied the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. Amen. Yeah, we shall continue with our sharing how to stay stable in the midst of the end time storms. These people who are burying a man, they were warriors. They were fighters in the land of Israel. They represented Christians who were so committed, and they were in the forefront for the work of God. But something happened to them, and they started leaving the original foundation. And the original foundation was the ministry of Elisha. Yeah, when they were moving away from the ministry of Elisha, death also started coming in, and it was a spiritual death. And also raiders started coming in, and the raiders were showing forces from underground world, demonic powers, or satanic attack. When you leave the truth, you will not be safe. Because the truth will set you free, and without the truth, there is no safety zone for you. Only in the truth, that is where our safety zone is. So Jesus came and gave us the truth, and he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So when Elisha died and he was buried, yet the truth that Elisha brought was still in reality. And that the truth, there were people who were holding that the truth. But this man who died, he started moving away from the original foundation. They started drifting away from the original love, from the original fellowship, from the true interpretations of the scriptures, and they started bringing in misinterpretation, misplacing, and misquoting. So when they started doing that, the presence of the Lord started leaving those people, and the raiders now came in. Today we have raiders like spirit of stress, spirits of instability in many churches and in many homes. We also see the spirit of unbelief, which is also a raider. And these raiders, when they were coming in, they were taking the things of Israel, which they needed to use them for the things for the ministry. But they now the raiders were taking them away. But now we thank God for these men who are burying the dead man, because they were trying to bury him in the teachings and doctrines of men, but the presence of God came down and intervened. It was the mercy of the Lord. Also, when we were there in religion, we were being buried in religions, being buried in misinterpretations of man, teachings of men, but the grace of the Lord came upon us, and the Lord raised a standard for us. So the man was being buried, and the ones who were burying him, they were having power over him. But the hand of God intervened for the dead man, because while we were in the world, we were dead in sin. But the power of God came upon us, and he sent your grace and mercy upon us, and he opened our eyes and also revived our life, and we recognized the Lord Jesus and received him. And we started now recognizing the stability in the Lord. There is no and no stability in any other ground except in the Lord. When you want to be stable, whether financially, spiritual, stability is only found in the Lord. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 21, so it was as they were burying a man that suddenly they spied a band of raiders. The goodness of these men who are burying the man, they recognized the raiders. We need to recognize the tactics of the enemy. Satan is a raider who is raiding many churches and many homes. They have raided even their preachers and causing them to cause chaos in families and in homes. So the good thing is that they recognize that this is the enemy. And when you recognize the tactics of the enemy, you overcome the enemy. So they recognize the tactics of the raiders. And when they recognize them, the Bible says that they moved away from those ground which was not causing the people to be stable. And then they came back to where they buried Elisha. So when you recognize your error, or you are not doing well in the work of the Lord, come back to the truth, come back to the original foundation, come back to the original love, the first love, come back to the original fellowship, and there you will find stability in your life. And the Bible says that they laid down the dead man in the tombs of Elisha, and the tombs of Elisha was full of bones. Here we need to straighten our life by coming back to the scriptures. The tomb of Elisha was full of Elisha's bones, and in the bones of Elisha, it was full of dynamics, the power. So, the last miracle of Elisha, he did when he was already in the grave. And this was a miracle whereby the dead man, when he died, the bones of Elisha, the dead man came back to life. So the greatest miracle also was done when Jesus died on the cross, and when he was in the dome, we see that the dead in Christ, they revived again. Those saints who slept, like Job, Abraham, the Bible says that they came out of the domes. So there is power in resurrection. There is power in the word of God. And also the bones of Elisha signified the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible says that we are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. So when you need stability, you must come back to apostolic foundation. That is where the true stability for churches, true stability for family, true stability for any Christian brother or sister is found there. How did the apostles and the prophet remain stable in the midst of that storm of persecution and the trials and fiery trials? Because they came back to where they belong. So when the man touched the bones of Elisha, the Bible says that the man revived. As soon as we come back to the reality of the things of God, and as we come back to the revelation of the scriptures, bones of Elisha signifies, represented the scriptures in the Bible. And when you come back to the realization of the word of God, and you understand the word of the Lord, then your life will be revived, your fellowship will be revived, your prayers will be revived. Come back to the Holy Scriptures, and you will see revival in your life. And the Bible says that, and the man stood on his feet. That means stability. So come back to the revelation of the scriptures, and then your life will be stable. And when the man stood on his feet, the raiders went back. So a stable church, when you stay stable in the Lord, all the raiders who have been raiding your home, raiding your peace and taking away your peace of mind, taking away your time of fellowship and putting you in bondage of time. You lack a time to read, you lack a time to meditate, you lack a time to fellowship. All those raiders will be taken away. So when the man stood up, he became a mighty army, and the raiders ran away. We are also living in the time whereby we have many raiders who are coming to take away the things that God gave the children of God. But we thank God that the Lord has sent us a powerful message by the spirit of Elijah. And now we are back to the Holy Scriptures. We are back to the revelation of the Word of God, and all raiders will go away. May God bless you and strengthen you as you face every raiders. Recognize where the bones of Elisha is, and the bones of Elisha is the revelation of the Scriptures, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. God be with you in whatever things you are doing. Thank you so much for listening. Amen. Amen.